You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Tuesday, the 1st of June, 2021, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, today I want to continue really with the theme that we were talking about on Friday with the sexualization of our children. There seems to be a drive to deprive them of innocence, and innocence is absolutely priceless. Once you have lost your innocence, you can never get that back. And societies of old understood this, and they did everything that they could to protect innocence. I mean, it's a drive that we have, particularly as men, to protect the innocent among us, the innocent children. And yet today we seem to have this drive to expose them to adult ideas, ideas that they won't understand until they've actually been through adolescence. And this drive is based in being told that we have to do this to protect them from predators. And yet it is the predators that are most likely to benefit from this. And of course, we're also told that we need to sexualize children early so that they don't feel excluded if they turn out to be homosexual. And of course, the whole concept of homosexuality is based on sex with your own gender. And that's against the law until you're over the age of 16. So nobody can know if they're homosexual until they have actually gone through adolescence. So this drive to portray this stuff to children before they have gone through puberty, I don't understand how they can get away with it. It seems nobody in the mainstream is prepared to point that out. And we don't just have this promotion of homosexuality. There's also the promotion of pornography now that is going on. There was a school in New York, a very expensive private school. And the children there, primary school age children, were being shown hardcore pornography and told the sort of search terms that that were most popular. And there seems to be a drive now to make children pornography literate. I mean, we know the damage that this does to children to see this sort of thing. And yet they use that as the excuse of, well, that's why we have to show it to them, so that they know what to avoid online. Is that the excuse that they use? Well, a UN agency is again immersed in controversy for a recent report suggesting there is no conclusive evidence that children exposed to pornography are harmed. The report, published by the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, addresses how government policy can be used to protect children from harmful, abusive, and violent content online. Its conclusion is based on a European study of 19 EU countries that found in most countries, most children who saw pornographic images were neither upset nor happy. In fact, the report UNICEF relies on says 39% of Spanish children were happy after seeing pornography. And this isn't the point, is it? It's not whether they are upset or happy at seeing it. It's the damage that that does long term. They won't be able to unsee that. They will be used to seeing it. It means that they won't think that it's anything wrong to see that sort of thing going on, and it means that they might try that sort of thing with their classmates. We're seeing more and more of young children that are sexually abusing their other classmates, and that's after seeing this. So whether they are upset or happy immediately after watching it is really neither here nor there. And to think that this report is being used supposedly to protect children from this content online, and yet they're suggesting that it's not harmful. I mean, this is really scandalous. Porn fighters disagree with the UNICEF data. UNICEF's report ignores the vast body of research demonstrating the harms of pornography to children. By ignoring the real harms pornography can have, UNICEF is playing roulette with children's health and safety, said Lisa Thompson, Vice President and Director of the Research Institute at the National Center on Sexual Exploitation. And I don't think it's just damaging to children. I mean, it's damaging to young men when they're going through adolescence to see this sort of thing. It teaches them that they should be sleeping around. It doesn't encourage them to think that they should just have one woman and be monogamous. It teaches them that they should be trying to sleep with as many women as possible. And it also introduces perversity into things, and it introduces an acceptance for homosexuality and transvesticism, and it basically encourages the worst behavior that we find amongst young men. It's extremely damaging, and the fact that this is now just available to everyone on a smartphone, and the number of children that are given smartphones to play with because it keeps them occupied. And also because they like to be like their parents, and they see that their parents are on the smartphone all the time, so that they're given a smartphone. And that just means that they instantly have access to this sort of stuff, and they're likely to see this sort of stuff. I mean, this is what needs to be looked at and removed, not people's opinions that are different to the mainstream government opinion on things like immigration and homosexuality. These images can't be unseen once they have been seen. Thompson's organization, which provides expert research to inform policy decisions to end the sexual abuse of exploitation of women and children, has found that pornography can be a central driver of this abuse. Well, who would have guessed that? Mainstream pornography contains horrific sexual abuse, rape, incest, racism, all of which children should not consume, continued Thompson. And UNICEF's milquetoast assessment of the impacts hardcore pornography has on children does nothing to challenge the political narrative that pornography is benign and as a result puts children in harm's way. I mean, pornography is also addictive. It stimulates the body to produce dopamine in the same way that drugs stimulate the body to produce dopamine, and people become addicted to it. It also lowers your testosterone levels if you are male, and as I say, it encourages you not to be monogamous. It encourages you to seek out sex and to put that at the center of your life and be driven by your sexual drives rather than controlling your sexual drives. You become a slave to passion rather than avoiding being put in temptation's way. It's like these monks that swear to be celibate, and the way that they do that is they try not to see women at all, because they know that will be tempting, that'll put temptation in their way. There was one of the metropolitans, the Russian metropolitans, and femen, that group of feminists that run around topless, they tried to run around topless in front of him, and this is why, because I mean, if he had taken a vow of celibacy and he had not thought of women in that way for many years, and suddenly this woman thrusts her breasts at him, I mean, he's not going to be able to get that thought out of his head. It's going to be very harmful to him. And you can times that by a million with the amount of pornography that is available today, and that young people are going to see, and it's going to really bring the worst out in them. The 2020 EU Kids Online study concluded that some children and young people intentionally seek out sexual content for a variety of reasons, and that seeing sexual images might also represent an opportunity to provide answers to questions about puberty and sexual identity. The study encouraged seeing the nuances which lead children to seek out and view sexual content online. And I should imagine they seek it out because they think that it's grown up. They've heard that that's what grown-ups do. And all children seek to be grown up. They seek to be mature. They seek to be as old as they can possibly be. I try and convince you that they're almost 10 years old when they're only 9 and a half, as it were. So there is an incentive for them to actually seek this stuff out. I mean, that's why they're doing it, not because it's any good for them. UNICEF says any efforts to block children from accessing pornography online might infringe on their human rights. UNICEF bases this claim on an expansive interpretation of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. And this is something we've been saying for a long time, that under the guise of rights for children, what they're trying to do is make it so that children have a right to have sex. And this is the start of it, saying that they have a right to access pornography. Children do not possess the understanding to consent to anything because they are innocent children. It's when you lose your innocence that you understand about these adult things and you're able to actually give informed consent. And yet when you're a child, you cannot possibly give informed consent because you haven't gone through adolescence yet. And children that are capable of giving consent or whatever, because they've lost their innocence, they've been abused. It means that they've been abused. Children that are accessing pornography are being abused by the pornographers. They're having their lives damaged by these pornographers and the selfish adults that say, well, we should be able to access it because we're adults. Children make up part of our society as well. And if it wasn't for those children who then grow up to be adults, those people that are watching the pornography would not have anybody to look after them when they're old. We all have to look out for each other, particularly the youngest members of our society. UNICEF also claims that asking for age verification to access pornography online may deny children access to what it calls vital sexuality education. It should be noted that critics say that comprehensive sexuality education is pornographic and harmful to children. So what they are saying here is that instead of the schools teaching it about sex, children should be learning about sex from pornography. They should be learning the worst excesses of the worst perversity that our people have to offer, and they should be learning from that rather than learning in their schools. And what are they doing learning about sexuality as children when they can't properly understand it? And as it says here, this sexuality education is pornographic and harmful to them anyway. UNICEF's release of this report comes just days after the US Agency for International Development announced its renewal of its long-standing partnership with UNICEF, committing an additional $300 million in direct program funding. The US is UNICEF's largest government donor, with 2020 funding reaching almost $994 million in humanitarian and development programs. And I dare say a lot of the people that actually work for UNICEF are probably pedophiles and perverts. We hear a lot about these people that work for these charities that go to the third world, are then accused of raping children and encouraging child prostitution in exchange for aid. And what you've actually got is this organization itself, UNICEF itself, is advocating for rights for children to look at pornography. UNICEF generally has joined the feminist push at the United Nations in calls for abortion, The Children's Agency was founded to help displaced children after the Second World War. Critics say UNICEF has strayed far from its founding vision, and that this call for children's access to pornography under the guise of human rights and sex education underscores that change. At one time, the Holy See stopped its annual symbolic donation to UNICEF. So I guess what they're saying there is that the Catholic Church is still donating to them. And how can you have an organization that claims to be for the rights of the child and yet it encourages abortion and advocates for children to be able to access pornography? Well, as I pointed out at the beginning, there's two pushes here. There's a push to introduce pornography to children. There's also a push to sexualize them through the homosexual agenda. And the next news story that I've got here concerns that. Child advocates are speaking out against what they say is a predatory and disturbing new video released by the Nickelodeon Kids program Blues, Clues and You that takes place at a Pride parade and includes many forms of sexuality and gender expression. The parade is emceed by an animated version of drag performer Nina West, a beloved RuPaul's Drag Race contestant from season 11. The video features a sing-along in which West's animated character is shown singing to the melody of the Ants Go Marching In. The lyrics were changed to fit the LGBTQ theme, and it's absolutely disgusting to see that this is aimed at children. It's about 2 minutes long, and it basically has all these different homosexual groupings put together as families. There's a family with two dads. There's a family of transgenders. There's a family of pansexuals, and you have to think, well, if it's saying this is a family and they're all like that, does that mean that they are abusing the children, sexually abusing the children? Why are they aiming all this gay pride stuff at children? Their excuse for it is that they want people to be proud of who they are, but they aren't going to know if they're homosexual or not until they have actually had sexual experiences. So if you have children that are identifying as homosexual, that is saying this child has been abused. And this is what seems to be forgotten in all of this. The video is released online days before LGBT Pride Month begins in June. We have a whole month of it now, of course. And it's just called Pride now, as if you can't have pride in anything else apart from homosexuality. I don't know if you've noticed that, but they just drop the gay part at the beginning of it and call it Pride Month. Full of waving rainbow and other striped flags and banners, the video features many LGBT themes, including families with two mums, two dads, trans-identified members, ace, bi and pan parents. And this is aimed at children. I don't even know what ace-sexual means. Love is love is love, you see, and everyone should love proudly, West sings. So what that is doing is it's equating different forms of sex with love. So it's no longer about gratifying sexual pleasure. They're saying that this is actually love. And of course, parents tell their children that they love their children. And what they're saying here is that love is sexual. And again, you're going to get confusion there with children. They're going to assume that to love someone means to have sexual relations with them. It's very open to making it easier for pedophiles to abuse children by showing them this sort of stuff. Allies to the queer community can love their friends so proudly, West adds. Remember, this is on Nickelodeon television. This is a mainstream TV channel. This isn't just going out to children that are in families that have homosexuals in them. This is going out to children everywhere, innocent children everywhere. The display also featured a group of beaver characters. One of the beavers wore a transgender pink and blue striped armband and what online commenters say appear to be scars on its chest, presumably because of a cosmetic double mastectomy. So they're programming children to accept the mutilation of their bodies here. I mean, this is quite hideous. A teddy bear with scars on its chest from where it's hacked its breasts off. And this is being portrayed as normal to children. Critics of the video noted how flagrantly gender confusion and sexualized themes were targeted at young children. That Blue's Clues has decided to add sexuality and gender material to its programming is both disappointing and disturbing, said Maria Keffler, author of the book Desist, Detrans and Detox, Getting Your Child Out of the Gender Cult, and the co-founder of the recently formed Partners for Ethical Care, in an email to the Christian Post on Monday. Pre-adolescent children do not, nor should not, have explicit knowledge about or driving interest in sex or gender identity. Ethical professionals who work with children have long recognized that when young children are conversant about sexual behaviors, this is strongly suggestive of having been introduced to such material by adults who do not have the child's best interests at heart. So even if they're going to say that this Blue's Clues, if they have got the child's best interests at heart in putting this material out, the effect of it will be that the children that watch that will then become conversant about sexual behaviours, and that then means that professionals that are on the lookout for that as a warning sign that the child has been abused, they're going to make false positives, aren't they? They're going to think that a child could have been abused, and because of this program, it may just be that they have watched this program. So the more children there are that are conversant about these sexual behaviours because of programs like this, that means the less likely it is going to be that those children that have been abused are going to be picked up on. So how can this Blue's Clues, how can they claim to have the child's best interests at heart if this is what they are doing, this is what the effect of it is going to be? Keffler added that a well-documented tactic that child sexual predators employ when grooming a child for sexual abuse is to introduce sexual topics and materials to the child who is being targeted. So is anybody asking whether the owners of Nickelodeon, could that be what they are trying to do? Are they grooming children with this so that the children are introduced to sexual topics so that it makes it easier for pedophiles to target them? I mean, that could be what is going on here. I mean, it's very hard to suggest that they're not aware of this. Blue's Clues' introduction of sex and gender material indicates either a troubling lack of understanding about the basics of child psychological development, or that the show's writers and producers intend to groom children towards early and developmentally inappropriate encounters with sex and gender topics, she alleged. Keffler further argued that in an age of rampant gender confusion among teenagers, it is time to recognise how destructive gender ideology is and how it leads to experimental medicalisation and surgeries. No child is born in the wrong body, and how dare anyone suggest that they could be, Keffler contends. Blue's Clues, sadly, is no longer a trustworthy partner to parents. And of course, if the authorities were really concerned about gender confusion and concerned about people that have gender dysphoria, they would be doing all they could to reinforce the differences between the genders. They would be doing all they could to prevent people from getting confused and thinking that they might be another gender. All this idea of not having gender-specific stereotypes and not being specific about gender, that just encourages confusion about it, doesn't it? And it's the confusion about gender that leads to gender dysphoria. What they're doing is encouraging as much confusion as possible. And the knock-on effect of that is we have an increase in gender dysphoria. And these people claim that they're doing this because they have the child's best interests at heart. But what they're actually doing is the opposite of what is best for the child. Conservative media commentator and host of the Relatable podcast, Ali Beth Stuckey, tweeted that she was not surprised by the predatory segment. She warned that kids are always the unconsenting subjects of leftist social experiments, from population control to the redefinition of gender and sexuality to communism itself. History shows this. It is gross, but it is true, Stuckey stated. And that has always been true. I mean, even with the earliest communism that there was in Germany, in the Weimar Republic, one of the things they did was to get rid of the age of consent and encourage the children to start having sex when they were still children. And even with the French Revolution, that was all about free love and have sex with whoever you wanted and don't worry about it if you end up getting pregnant. The more sexual partners a person has, the easier they are to corrupt, and the more somebody masturbates, the less they pray, apparently, as well. This was used to break down the nuns in the convents, and this was worked out by Wilhelm Reich, that you could break the connection to God that people had just by encouraging masturbation. And the left have used this. They have used this this idea of promoting pornography to weaken society and break down the bonds of society and break down the group idea of all being part of the same religion. A spokesperson for the US chapter of Our Duty, an organization that aims to protect children from gender ideology, told Christian Post Monday that children should learn about different sorts of families because they will encounter them at school. However, the organization finds the portrayal of some united queer community under the rainbow and trans flags seems to imply that there is just one point of view. And this is the other thing with this cartoon. It's all homosexuals, transsexuals, bisexuals, lesbians. There's no heterosexuals there. That is not included in this. That is not seen as normal. It is all these unaverage families that are being portrayed as normal. For example, we reject the notion that a baba can be non-binary, the Our Duty spokesperson stressed. Not conforming to stereotypes can be cool, but it does not stop a child from being the boy or girl that they are. If society is to help children be open-minded, they need to know that there are often different, equally valid points of view. And this is the thing with this cartoon. I mean, portraying a child as non-binary, I mean, they're introducing all these sexual ideas, basically, with these sort of cartoon teddy bear type characters. A California father who works with Our Duty and has a child who believes they are transgender told Christian Post on condition of anonymity that he was horrified by the new video. The double mastectomy scars on the beaver are literally the worst thing I have ever seen in my entire life, the father said. It is normalizing this insanity. Any girl questioning her sexuality at a young age will think of that beaver. They need to be called out, shamed, embarrassed, protested, anything to shine a light on this. The US chapter of Our Duty has sponsored billboards advertising journalist Abigail Schreier's book, Irreversible Damage, The Transgender Craze Seducing Our Daughters, in recent months. The billboards have been placed near medical institutions where experimental gender medicine, such as the administration of puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones, and the performing of breast and genital amputations are taking place. Last month, Our Duty launched a month-long mobile ad campaign emblazoned with the message, "Who is Kira Bell?" The campaign draws attention to a young woman who took puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and underwent a double mastectomy, but wound up regretting the decision. Bell, now 24, helped bring about a judicial review against the London-based Tavistock Gender Clinic where she was treated. The UK High Court of Justice ruled, among other things, that children under the age of 16 are incapable of giving informed consent to receive puberty blockers, given the long-term risks and repercussions. And I did a Daily Nationalist on this news story about Kira Bell, and you'll find it in the sidebar in the Trans Trilogy at the RadioAlbion.com website. And note what the judge said here, that children under the age of 16 are incapable of giving informed consent. And because they're incapable of giving informed consent, because they are innocent children, they rely on us, they rely on the adults to protect them from this sort of thing. If you're a parent, then you really need to be careful about what your child is seeing on the television, you need to be really careful of what they're looking at if they have access to a smartphone. I mean, you should keep them away from the smartphone as much as you can, and you're just going to need to homeschool them if you want to protect them from all of this. The organisation which is there, which is supposed to protect the child, is advocating for children to have access to pornography, and the children's television, which is supposed to educate children and keep them entertained, is teaching them that it's a good idea to mutilate your body if you're a tomboy. I mean, it's absolutely twisted, this cartoon, this pride cartoon, but that's the way that things are going, I guess. And at least it shows parents just how bad things are, because a lot of this stuff that is going on at the schools, that they don't tell the parents. The parents don't really know what the children are being taught at schools. But if they see that sort of thing on the television, I'm sure they're not going to want their children to be indoctrinated with that at school. And at least we have these Christian organisations that are pointing this out and that are standing against it. Well, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.